Mary Slessor, Queen of Oikonyong, Calabar in Nigeria, Africa, was one with a flaming heart. That was the inner force that would send her out into the snake-infested jungle trails in answer to a call for help. She would get off her bed of fever, shaking with malaria, forget her sickness, and run hours through the dark trail to help someone in dire need. Her story is a story of one that had truly been set aflame with the fires of God. She went alone in the jungles where no man dared to tread, and her fire nature slowly cleansed that whole area of its abysmal fears and miasma of superstition and let in the light of the gospel of Christ. Fires of compassion. Then there is another fire, the fire of compassion, the fire that creates a caring heart. Jesus had compassion on the multitudes, and then he proceeded to do something to help in their need. Compassion will cause one to try to do something about a hurting situation. God makes his ministers flames of fire. We usually think of fire only in the sense of combustion. However, there are several distinct kinds of fire on earth. There is the electrical fire of house heaters, but there is also the fire of lightning, atomic fires, and chemical fires. Surely heaven will have many different kinds of fires. God wants to set the fire of compassion to burn in the hearts of his servants, a burning compassion for the lost. That fire has inflamed many a heart of a man or woman of God. In heaven, it will be amazing to see the hundreds and thousands of men and women from China, Africa, India, and every other nation set aflame by the fire of compassion. A certain young woman was in the hospital to have both legs amputated because of diabetes. The doctor could not get them to heal. She was all alone, and she did not know anyone there. She was terrified, depressed. And then two Christian ladies, strangers to her, came and visited her every day and spent time with her and talked to her and built up her faith and her hope and her courage until she was ready to face the operation. However, the doctors began postponing the surgery because it started to heal, until the day came when she walked out on her own sound limbs. She said, "I will never forget those two angels of mercy." Why did those two ladies go to that stranger in the hospital day after day and minister to her? Because there was a fire burning inside. They cared. There was a fire of compassion. They cared about a stranger. I do not think there will be anything more lamentable in that day than for one to see those beautiful creatures and realize that he was one of those washed in water because he was afraid of the fire. If he had only realized that he was escaping the tender, loving hand of God and his beautiful dealings, he was escaping his divine love. He would remember how he escaped reproaches and in anger was lifted up in his self-pity. How can they treat me this way? How can they talk about me this way? How can they insult me this way? He would ask himself. In surrendering to self-pity, he escaped the fires that would change him into the divine image, one of those beautiful creatures that come out of the fire. Ezekiel 1, verse 6, "And every one had four faces, and every one had four wings."